A group of baristas is suing the city of Everett. They say new ordinances banning them from wearing bikinis violate their constitutional rights. The city of Everett says it's not about the bikinis, it's about crimes like prostitution and lewd conduct, crimes that have happened at or around other bikini barista stands. Well, joining us now to talk about this lawsuit is Amelia Powell, who has been working as a bikini barista in Everett for 6 years now. In fact, she's working now at the Hillbilly Hotties stand on 41st and Hoyt, and she's part of a group of baristas suing the city of Everett. Amelia, welcome to KUOW.
Thanks.
First of all, I'd just like to know, why did you decide to start working as a bikini barista?
Well, I started when I was 18. I was doing a full load in school as well as working two retail jobs. And it was really starting to affect my grades. I was stressed out all the time. I was working far over 40 hours a week and, you know, barely making enough to get by. And so ultimately I made the choice to become a bikini barista so that I was able to work less, make more money. And I've been doing it ever since.
How much money do you make?
It's dependent. I mean, we have our salary or our wage, and then as well as our tips.
Did you feel any hesitation, and do you still, about being a bikini barista, about wearing something that your customers want to look at while you're trying to, you know, do your schoolwork and get by?
Absolutely not. I have struggled my entire life with some pretty serious body image issues and just having confidence in myself. And, you know, that was hard for me at first. But as over the past 6 years, as I've worked as a bikini barista, it's actually given me a sense of empowerment and confidence that years of therapy never did.
Why? What gives you empowerment and confidence?
You know, just the freedom to be able to go to work and, you know, dress how we want, get dressed all cute. And, you know, after having people tell you all day how great you look, eventually you start to believe it yourself.
You mentioned the ability to dress the way you want to. And some of the women who have joined this lawsuit are saying that the ordinance violates their constitutionally protected freedom of expression. Do you feel that way? And how does a bikini ban violate your freedom of expression?
Absolutely. Because ultimately, you know, we make the decision to work as bikini baristas. We want to be bikini baristas. We want to wear our bikinis. And we want to be able to have the freedom to work as we wish.
Is there something you're trying to express when we talk about freedom of expression? Is there something you're expressing? Is it just expressing your confidence?
Expressing our personalities, our individual sense of self.
The assistant city attorney in Everett said it's not about the bikinis, it's about the criminal conduct that's going on around these stands, including your employer, or, well, maybe not yours specifically, but that employers have felt that they can pressure employees like you to expose themselves, et cetera, that you're being protected here. Would you acknowledge that happens, that employers sometimes abuse bikini baristas?
That is absolutely not true. There have been cases in the past where stand owners have done that. She was charged criminally and is no longer a stand owner. This was dealt with years ago. And since that time, we have not had any issues. I never worked for her specifically. My boss personally is absolutely wonderful. And no, they don't pressure us to do anything that we do not want to do.
The other problem the city of Everett says is that there's, even if you're not being pressured to do anything wrong, that they're documenting lewd conduct and prostitution and even drug deals at these stands and nearby, and that the laws on the books, they say, the city of Everett says, haven't worked, that they're trying to go at the original source of the problem, which apparently is the customer's reaction to what you're wearing, according to the city.
Well, what's funny about that is they say that they are currently documenting these things. No, they previously documented these things years ago, and now they're trying to run them as something that is currently going on which is absolutely not the case. As far as, I kind of forgot what the rest of the question was
well,
there.
Do you get pressured inappropriately by customers?
When a customer, you know, tries to pressure you, I know personally, I have called the police in the city of Everett to come take care of a customer that was being just a little too persistent. And the Everett City Police did not show up to help me, but they can drive through the parking lot every hour to check to see what I'm wearing.
You're saying police are interested in seeing bikinis, more interested in that than enforcing?
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that they have been driving through every hour
to check
to see that we are compliant with
okay.
the regulation.
Gotcha.
Although in the instances with me personally and some of the other girls where we have called them for their help, they don't arrive to help us.
How often does that happen, that you get pressured or propositioned?
Very rarely.
You know, I'm listening to this. You know, I have daughters too, Amelia, and you talked about the confidence that you've found in yourself, in the idea that you're looking good and people tell you so, and that has a positive effect. You know,
absolutely.
What about getting your confidence from someplace that has nothing to do with what you look like or how other people react to you?
Well, ultimately, my confidence within myself personally and with my mind, with my intelligence, I don't have problems with that. My issues with my confidence was specifically with my physical body.
What happens if this lawsuit, if you lose the lawsuit, Amelia, you're not allowed to wear a bikini at work? What do you do?
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. But in that case, I think that I would, you know, possibly have to find another job, which is something that I don't want to do.
You think this would hurt your tips? Is that the big issue?
I think it has hurt my tips.
You're already seeing that.
Yes.
Well, Amelia, we really appreciate your telling us your story and also giving us your side of this lawsuit, you and other baristas suing the city of Everett over requiring that you put more clothes on, show less skin. That's an issue going on in Everett, and it's being considered other places. Thank you for your time, Amelia.
Thank you.
Amelia Powell, I've been working as a bikini barista in Everett for 6 years now, part of a group suing the city over that ordinance. The lawsuit was filed today. We did reach out to the city of Everett to comment on this lawsuit, and they were unavailable for an interview today, but they'll be sending us a statement later in the day. And if you're wondering, what is the deal? I have seen bikini baristas many places around the Sound. One of our listeners asked KUOW's local Wonder Team to investigate that. Are bikini baristas a Pacific Northwest phenomenon? We'll tweet out a link to the story that we produced in response to that question. We'll tweet that out now at KUOW.